So, you know, I suppose for those of us who aren't quite so inclined scientifically, it sounds like, okay, we've picked up a signal. Don't you guys pick up signals all the time? What makes this one different?
So you're right, we do pick up signals all the time. The really important thing about this is that it signals a profound change in the state of the universe over cosmic time. A universe starts off very dense and smooth and very hot and expands over time. And in those early stages, there's just essentially there's gas and there's light, there's photons, and there's also dark matter and things like that. But there's no structure, there's no stars, there's no galaxies, nothing like that at all. That takes time to form. Right? Gravity brings things together, and over time, stars and galaxies can form. What this signal has found is a signature of the first light from the first stars that have formed. Right, so it's a secondary. We're not seeing those first stars directly, but we're seeing the effect of those stars on the gas in the early universe. So we're seeing that sudden change when essentially the lights go on.
It sounds super cool. Do we know, I guess, exactly where this signal has come from then? I guess, you know, why it's been picked up so far away?
So, sorry, excuse me. The signal comes from a time when the universe was only a few hundred million years old, and then that sounds quite old, but the universe we now know is roughly 13.8 billion years old, so in the sort of the cosmic history of the universe, a very early time, and it's essentially just propagated freely to us, you know, from that early time onwards until us measuring today. The experiment I particularly did out in WA doesn't look in any particular direction. It actually averages over the entire sky. So it's a simple radio antenna that looks over the entire sky and just combines all the data at once to get this single weak signal that signifies this turning on of the first stars.
So were you guys looking for this signal in particular, or did you just kind of stumble across it?
So this has actually been in a focus of a huge amount of effort over the last decade or so, and it will continue to be. There are several telescopes out in WA and other places that are looking for this feature. So this is the first measurement. It's already shown us some hints, but there's much more to do. So there's this actual project was a small project actually led by a US team. There's a big Australian-led team called the Murchison Wide Field Array. There's also looking for the same sort of signal, but trying to do it in much finer detail, looking for structuring the signal. And there are other telescopes around the world that are also looking for this as well.
And so now that we've at least, I guess, found the beginnings of it, what can we learn from this signal?
So it tells us a few different things. The first thing is it tells us roughly when those first stars appeared. And so it's telling us that, you know, it's about, a few hundred million years after the Big Bang. There's a particular time when we know the first stars appeared. We only see this signal over a sort of a relatively brief period of time, and the signal disappears. And that's telling us that the point, not only when the first star switched on, the point where the signal disappears is where the stars essentially have affected all the gas in the universe, or the vast majority of the gas in the universe, and essentially ionize it. That is, split apart the central nucleus of the atom from its electrons to get a plasma. And then the signal disappears again. And so we know from that measurement exactly when this is all occurring.
And so I suppose, is this going to be able to tell us anything, about the wider universe as a whole, not just stars moving forward?
So I think what's potentially really exciting about this, and I think it needs confirmation because it's a challenging measurement to make, but one of the oddities about this result is it's actually stronger than we think it is, we thought it would be. One explanation of that is that the reason for that is that there's actually dark matter is interacting with the gas at that epoch and actually causing the gas temperature to drop more than we'd expect to make the signal stronger. Now, that's really exciting because it means that dark matter, which is stuff we can only measure via its gravitational influence, And so we don't know what it is. It's this stuff out here, out in the universe, that we're pretty sure must be there because we see the motions of galaxies and stars and clusters of galaxies that all show there's more matter there than we can see. So this dark matter, we're pretty sure exists. But it's incredibly hard to actually figure out its physical nature. So the fact that we're possibly seeing an interaction between the gas in the early universe and these dark matter particles could start giving us clues as to what the nature of dark matter is. And that's amazing. Dark matter is something, you know, is a fundamental part of our theory, but we don't yet really understand what it is.
It is definitely going to be one to watch. It sounds super exciting. Scott, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Pleasure.
That was Scott Croom, an astrophysicist working within the Sydney Institute for Astronomy and chief investigator of the ARC Centre of Excellence for All Sky Astrophysics.